for today. October 28th is an important holiday in the Czech Republic as the day that the Czechoslovak and thereby Czech nation was born out of the ashes of the Austro-Hungarian Empire in 1918. That moment of independence was the triumph of a 100-year mission to rebuild a national identity out of a dozen generations of Austrian rule. It is called the Czech National Revival, a cultural movement that reawoke interest in Czech history, gave a new lease to the Czech language, and pushed Czech art, particularly music, to the forefront of Europe. As we mark the independence of Czechoslovakia, I'd like to take you through one of the greatest musical manifestations of the national revival, and that is the symphonic cycle Má vlast, or My Country, by Bedřich Smetana. Bedřich Smetana approached the creation of My Country with the goal of making music with a national character, and he was absolutely victorious. Today, 130 years later, My Country is like a second national anthem that strikes an even deeper, more emotional chord that goes to the heart of the Bohemian culture and countryside. Smetana is remembered as the father of Czech music, and My Country is probably his most successful work. It is a tour of Czech history, mythology, and geography in the shape of six symphonic poems that begin where Czech history is imagined to begin, on a steep, craggy bank of the Vltava River at its entrance to Prague, at Vyšehrad, or High Castle.
Vyšehrad, it's about a very important place for Czech history, where all kings and princes in that time were seated when they were in Prague. So the point of Vyšehrad, of the composition, is that it begins with memories of a poet who is trying to remember how was it in the past.
Guiding me through the six-part cycle of My Country is the well-known Czech pianist Petr Jiříkovský.
In the beginning, there are very special beginning with two harps, and it's like that the poet starting to dream about it, to think about the past. So it's solo cadenza.
So this is the poet dreaming.
Yeah. And then starts the main theme in orchestra, where it's the beginning of the story, talking about good moments in the history, but bad moments in history. It's very interesting that this theme or this motif in the bass. It's the most important motif for whole Má vlast, especially for first four pieces. For example, as I played this theme in bass, also the main theme of Vyšehrad is the same, but in reverse. And it comes later in many places and in many, sometimes quite hidden places in different parts. But it's really interesting that you can find it everywhere.
Do you think it has any specific meaning as opposed to just being, you know, a lovely point of reference?
I think that is it belongs to the Smetana's personality, because he studied really a lot from other composers the motivic and thematic work, and he was really very strong in it, and for him it was very important point of the way of composing. And since he wanted to compose such an important piece for Czech nation, he really wanted to have some motifs, even one motif, which will be very specific for the story. And he did it.
And it's kind of illustrious, really, that little motif.
Yeah, there is something very simple in it. And also you can use this motif in many different ways, in a very poetic, romantic way. And you can also use it in very like you said, in majesty or important place celebrating the Czech history. Mm-hmm.
The opening strains of Vyšehrad were first performed in March of 1875, and their composer could not hear them. In the course of writing Vyšehrad, he had gone completely deaf, and it was in total deafness that he wrote the most enduring part of My Country, which picks up where Vyšehrad left off, at the river Vltava, or the Moldau, which cuts through the heart of Bohemia from south to north. Perhaps it actually took the acoustic memory of a great romantic to so perfectly capture the music of a flowing stream from its source as a bubbling brook in the Bohemian forest. In 2005, a new interpretation of My Country premiered for the ballet. One of the show's ballerinas, Kamila Madjeova, helped me imagine how Smetana's river is put to dance.
The choreographer is thinking about it like veins in human body. So it starts with a small pulse going through fingers, through hands, through arms, and so on, to be strong in heart. It's like growth of the nation.
Technically, the amazing thing about this piece is that it sounds like a river. It really does sound like a river. The whole thing from beginning to end, you know, you can just absolutely follow the stream of this river in your mind. And technically, how can you describe what makes it sound that way?
It's simple scale of tones coming up and coming down in some different variations, of course. For example, the beginning. If you have these notes from one to the next, and if you put it to the fast tempo, you must get some feeling of moving. Actually, he tried to find really the best way how to explain it, because, for example, in his first sketch, there was this, but finally he did... He did it even more simple. Also, in the main theme of Moldau, it's again the scale. Very simple, coming up and coming down.
Okay, this also sounds almost exactly like a song that we hear children sing.
One of
the very first songs that children in the Czech Republic learn.
Yeah, it's very often written about this song, and of course Smetana knew about this similarity.
Well, the song we're talking about is Kočka leze díro, the cat crawls through the hole.
Well, it comes from Czech folk songs. It's really, I think, one of 100 songs coming from just normal people in villages. They started to sing simple melody with simple words. But as I thought, Smetana didn't want to use this song to make it, let's say, more popular. There are, in many different countries, they have like very popular songs coming from the very simple scale like this. Five tones up, five tones down. There is also one in Sweden. They love this song in their country, and they also say that Smetana was inspired by this because he was living in Sweden. And you can find many different songs or motifs which are very simple like this. And Smetana wanted to use this kind of simple motif because he wanted everybody really can remember the motif of the river, of the national river.
The third part of My Country is a legend, a uniquely wonderful one. It tells of the beautiful maiden Sharka, who was deeply in love with a man who was unfaithful to her, and that was the beginning of the end for him. Sharka raised a small army of women and vowed vengeance upon the truly weaker sex. She had her maidens tie her to a tree and waited for rescue, which came in the form of a handsome knight named Stirad. This is how Smetana describes his convoy.
Stirad, when he saw Sharka, he was immediately in love because she was very beautiful. So they helped her and they started to celebrate. And Sharka, she was just waiting until everybody will be sleeping. And then she called her friends, her group, and they killed all the men. And it was really a big massacre, blood bath. And that's how the story is from the history. It's really very old and very important legend for Czech country.
In the next section, entitled From Bohemia's Woods and Meadows, My Country zooms away from Sharka's carnage to sweep across the Bohemian countryside. Ma Vlast is, after all, a cycle of symphonic poems, and this fourth piece is exemplary of that. Dr. Marta Otlova of the Institute of Musicology explains.
The symphonic poem can say in music the ideas of masterpieces of literature. That means what the words are not able to say more.
But My Country isn't referring to a literary basis.
My Country was formulated by Smetana himself. And we know this program in words only from 1878, when the publisher asked the composer to write the program, the words about the program of these symphonic poems. The four symphonic poems Smetana wrote describes the beauties of Czech landscape, and what's typical, he wrote that everybody can imagine the pictures as he will.
To me, for example, it sounds slightly frightening, you know, the beginning of this piece. You know, the way the piece begins, it doesn't really remind me of, well, if it reminds me of a forest, then a very dark forest full of goblins.
Yeah, I think it's individual. Yes. The typical feature of the 19th century listener was this this great richness of imagination.
A defining moment in the history of the Czech lands was when an early Czech Protestant movement took on the might of the Catholic Church. The Hussites are said to have horrified the armies of crusaders come to destroy them, not only with their uniquely terrifying makeshift weapons, but with their marching hymn, Kdož jsou boží bojovníci, ye who are warriors of God. As the first two symphonic poems are twinned by the Vltava River, the last two are bound by the Hussite warriors. The town where the Hussites headquartered was Tábor, and that is the name of the fifth symphonic poem in the Mávlast cycle. The mountain in which they sleep and from which they will return in time of need is Blaník. Smetana's wish, in his own words, was to extol the glory and greatness of the Hussites and their strength of character, and his reference point for doing so was the warriors of God.
There are actually three parts of this Hussite chorale, and he uses the first one in the beginning, and it's Božte Boží bojovníci a zákona jeho. This is first part. Then there is also a second part used in later in Tábor. Melodic part, quite early after the beginning. Yeah, and then he builds up. It's also quite like fugato. This motif, rhythmical, especially the rhythmical part of the motif, it's always there. This is the third part of the chorale, the third theme what Smetana used, and it's this. It's in Czech, že konečně s ním vždycky zvítězíte. With God, you always win. This is, let's say, final motto of whole piece. Thank you.
last piece of My Country is about hope for the future and the legend of the sleeping heroes. Aside from that, Smetana himself suggested that one had best not look for a storyline. Maybe the real story of Blahnik is My Country itself, as Petr Jiříkovský suggests.
I think that it's really not necessary for me personally to think about story details of every piece, but to have feeling that this music is very strong and very important for Czech people, for Czech history. And I think that in difficult moments of the country, always this music is played by orchestras, and it's supporting Czech people, and for example changes like in 89 and
kind of like a Night of Blahnik itself.
Yeah. this is really what I can feel from this music, because this is great symphonic work, but also work which is really dedicated to people of one country.
Pianist Petr Jiříkovský ending that special holiday program. From me, Christian Falvey, and all of us here at Radio Prague, we thank you for listening and we wish you the best.